And it's time again here on KDSJ for our monthly chat with the president over at Black Hills State University in Spearfish. And Lori Nichols joins us here on the airwaves again. Thanks a lot, Lori, for the time.
You're welcome. Thank you again for having me, Cody.
And looking back at this past weekend and also as we wrap up the month of February and kind of transition into our busy crossover season for BHSU athletics. And we're going to focus on the sports and athletics and activities there at BHSU and for the Yellow Jackets. As right now, some of the winter sports are wrapping up and the spring sports are beginning. Tell me a little bit about the Yellow Jacket basketball teams and how they're heading into the postseason coming up soon.
Yeah, that's right. They are. In fact, this Friday is our very last regular season game. We'll be down at the South Dakota School of Mines for Friday evening games. And then we do head into postseason tournament play. And, you know, I would say that both teams are sitting pretty positive to be able to go on for tournament play. One of them is probably a little bit more positively positioned, and that's our men's basketball team. We, even though we came off sort of a rough weekend, we are still currently tied for first place in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. We're tied with Dixie State. And at this point in time, you know, our Friday night's game will matter. But having said that, it's looking possible that we will be in the tournament, of course, and then we may host the opening game here in Spearfish, which would be absolutely wonderful for us.
All right, that's on the men's side. Coach Norrie's women's team, they may need to get a victory and some help this week.
That's right. They do need to win. That's very, very important for them to be able to go on. But assuming they do, they should also be in postseason tournament play. We will not be hosting the home game with them. They'll be on the road traveling elsewhere. But we still wish them the best and hope they go on to the tournament. It would be very exciting for the women. And I do just want to call out Raquel Wenches, who's a junior from Oneida, is sitting fifth in the RMAC for average points per game. She's at 16.6 points per game, so a very nice number. And she's also been named the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week earlier this season, too. And, of course, we all know Coach Norrie well, and this is his 19th season at Black Hills State, and he is the coach that has the most wins in Black Hills State history, so that's pretty exciting for him as well.
And you can catch the women in action once again coming up this Friday night as they travel over to Rapid City to take on the South Dakota School Mines, a rivalry contest, last game of the regular season, and it will matter for both of those teams coming up this week. And another one of the girls on the BHSU women's team, Morgan Hamm, from my hometown of Lemon, South Dakota. So nice to see that she is continuing to battle through some injuries, but she, I think, had 26 points this past weekend in one of those games. So some of the featured women's team members there. How about track and field? We go from the outdoor season into, or from the indoor season, going outdoors here soon for the outdoor season. How are the BHSU track and field teams looking there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're finishing up indoor track, and in fact, we hosted the last indoor track meet this last Saturday here on campus at Black Hills State. And I happened to go over and sat and watch most of the running events and a few of the field events, and it was really fun to watch. Our track team is really good. I mean, they are outstanding. So they're a fun group to watch. We have five athletes who are provisionally qualified for the national meet, which will be held March 13th and 14th in Birmingham, Alabama. And Abby Frederick, a senior from Cheyenne, Wyoming, is one of those individuals. And she just had an outstanding weekend. She runs the mile, the indoor mile, and she currently sits 14th in the nation. Had a wonderful time this weekend, a second personal best time for her. So that was really exciting to watch. And then Kayla Savell, who's from Wall, does the weight throw and the shot put. And she threw the weight 60 feet, 10 inches, to place very, very high. She passes the NCAA shot put champion, and she's now number two all-time high and 13th in the nation. So she's another one that, along with Abby, that just has a incredible record right now. And then we have several more. Whitney Scott is from is a junior from Watertown, and she is a pole vaulter, and she's number two all-time indoors, 17th in the nation. And Hannah Hendrick is a sophomore from Sioux Falls, and she also pole vaults and did very well. And then Tristan Hemp is a senior from Buffalo, Wyoming, and he is in the heptathon, and he also has done really great, is sitting 13th in the nation. So we have some individuals who are not only doing well in the conference, but have gone right on to be really competitive in the nation. So we have a group of young athletes that we can be very, very proud of.
And that's for indoor track and field and some of South Dakota's own with Kyla Saulville out of Wall, also Whitney Scott from Watertown and Hannah Hendrick from Sioux Falls, some of those that you mentioned from right here in this state. Now,
right.
Something that you won't see in the team standings or the national standings, or you may not recognize it on the floor or on the field, but that is the Yellow Jacket Scholar Athletes and the job that they do off the field or off the court and in the classroom. We, of course, have some great academic performers. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's something we probably don't talk about enough, but we should, and that is that these young people just devote hours and hours to their sport and to being competitive, but the reality is they're students first, and they are in the classroom and completing progress towards their degrees. And we have 8 women and 2 men, basketball players, that is, 8 women basketball players, 2 men basketball players that made the RMAC Academic Honor Roll. And then in addition, we had 4 cross-country runners, 2 male, 2 female, who were named to the cross-country all-academic team. And also triathlon teams that qualified for nationals. Black Hills was one of the top 5 teams for GPA. So we do well academically, too, and we have some very outstanding young men and women who are doing well on the field or in the court and then also in their classrooms as well.
And again, this is the busy crossover season where winter sports are wrapping up, spring sports continuing as we talk about the athletics there for Black Hills State University with the president, Lori Nichols. Do you get a chance, like you mentioned, this past weekend going out to see the indoor track and field team? Do you get a chance to sit in the bleachers and enjoy some hoops?
I do. I go to every game I can, and I will be down in Rapid City on Friday night at the School of Mines watching us men and women play Mines, and I'm hoping for a victory on both counts. So, yes, I will be there.
And we're going to have to get you a cowboy hat and some boots as we have rodeo coming up in April. Always entertaining is the Yellow Jacket Stampede at Seven Downs Arena. That's marked on the calendar this year for April 17th and 18th. And we're looking forward to that rodeo as well as we get ready for the BHSU rodeo team, usually nationally ranked. How's the BHSU rodeo team and Coach Lammers coming together here?
They are doing really well. In fact, I had a chance to visit with them on the phone the other day, and they're really gearing up now for spring rodeo. And I would just say that they have very high hopes to continue to sit very well nationally in their rankings. The women led the region and the country at the end of fall season. So there's especially really high hopes for our women's team, but men did quite well as too. And one other thing that I did want to mention that the team was down, both the men and women were down at the stock show down in Rapid City about, 2 weeks ago, I guess now, and they participated in the high school rodeo and the college fair. And for all young people who got second and third in their competition, they gave away Black Hills State University sweatshirts. That was to second place, and then T-shirts to third place. And they had a wonderful time doing that, just promoting their rodeo team and the university and trying to recognize those high school rodeo students and make sure that they're recognized for the outstanding job they're doing as well. We do kick off our season April 3rd at SDSU. And then, as you've already mentioned, we will have our home rodeo on April 17th and 18th out at the Landis Yellow Jacket Stampede. It's at the Seven Downs Arena, and I'm really looking forward to it. I will be there, and I love rodeo, so I cannot wait to get out there and watch that.
And South Dakota Cowboys and Cowgirls from right here in our area are part and a big part of those men's and women's teams. As we finish things up, let's have some more news and notes about football, also softball. Yes, we might have some outdoor softball soon, and also about triathlon there at Black Hills State University.
Right. So I think most people know now that we have hired a new head football coach, Josh Bresky, and he has hired all of his assistant coaches. And they have signed at least a dozen new recruits during signing day. They have another 10 or so to go, and I'm sure even by now they probably have signed some of those 10. So they are working to round out their roster and to get their team complete so that they can get spring football training kicked off. We have a new women's softball coach, Marcel Herman. She brings a lot of new energy to the team. And in fact, we did open this weekend here in Spearfish. They had a heck of a time getting those games off the ground. They ended up playing them in Belfouche because our field was not ready to go yet. But they were able to get in most of the game Saturday, and then they got in a couple of games on Sunday. So they are off and running. You know, softball in the spring in Spearfish is difficult, but they'll give it their very best. And then we are getting into practice for the triathlon, and they will begin their competition in March in Florida. So I wish them the best as well.
And if you're ever around the Young Center here over the next 6 weeks, there's going to be a lot of things happening there. Hopefully some postseason men's hoops. You're going to have some indoor track and field. You're going to have the Queen City Classic right around the corner, the Optimist Home Show. So the Young Center in Spearfish not only does a lot for the athletics, but also the entire community right there on the BHSU campus. As we talk about athletics and some of the activities and sports there at BHSU, of course, all these are student athletes. You can learn more and find out some more of the news and notes by going to BHSUathletics.com. As we have our monthly chat to wrap up the month of February with the BHSU president, Lori Nichols. You'll probably see her at one of these sporting events soon. Thanks a lot, Lori, for the time.
Thank you for your time.